So the Halo Reach beta ends today, right?
Tomorrow they extended it.
God damn it, AJ. This podcast is coming out tomorrow. It's, you know what I mean.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Go again.
No. You ruined it. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 20th, 2010. Hello, this is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
He's going to New Orleans or something tomorrow, so he demanded that we do the podcast early.
Well, it was either that or you didn't get to hear my dulcet tones.
Yes, what a shame that would be. So here we are, just the two of us. What's the rundown? I do that part. Here's the rundown.
Say, you want me? Okay.
No, I am never giving you any extra time to talk on this show. We're going to start with news, then we're going to go into the quiz. I got a Let's Go Topical set up for us with six topics. That'll be fun. Our week in gaming, which I'm sure will be very Red Dead Revolver oriented.
Redemption.
sorry.
Red Dead Revolver is that prequel that no one seems to care about.
Right. I only said it because I was looking up Red Dead Revolver videos like right before we started recording, just because I was like, I wonder what that game even looks like.
No one seriously gives it any thought.
No, this is the next Street Fighter 2 / Warcraft 2.
I think you're right.
It is, where like the first one is just whatever. Red Dead Redemption, excuse me. Then we'll talk about the releases of the week, and that'll be the show. So, get us started.
Okay.
It's been a slow news week, hasn't it? There's not much
to say. Yeah, I don't have a ton. I got some stuff, though. So, shocking the world, an Activision artist foolishly put in his resume that he's working on Guitar Hero 7 and Band Hero 3.
Wait, isn't Guitar Hero 6 the one coming out?
Oh, yeah.
They already have people working on 7? How much work does that really require anymore at this point?
I know, it's not like each one's like a major innovation or anything.
Right, but, you know, that's fine. What was the other game besides
Band Hero 3?
Is there a Band Hero 2 coming?
I don't think so. Not that they've announced, at least.
Did Band Hero 1 even, like, do any business?
I'm sure it did well enough if they're making two more.
Yeah, they're skipping two.
Yeah, just go right to 3.
Why not?
They want to get numeric parity between the brands.
They just want to see if anyone will notice. Oh, geez, that's fascinating. All right, what's next?
Next, I have also in the Guitar Hero news, they've decided in Guitar Hero 6 that while there will be, like, popular musicians in the game, they will not be playable. I think they got sued one too many times.
Right. Yeah, I will miss this feature greatly when I choose not to play Guitar Hero 6. Seriously, come on. Do you really care anymore?
No, I'll be interested in Guitar or Rock Band 3 because, like, it sounds like they're actually going to do something different from what they've been saying. But,
well,
yeah, I mean, is Guitar Hero 6 and 7 going to be that different from Guitar Hero 5?
I shouldn't have jumped into this because our first topic on Let's Go Topical is, are you excited for Rock Band 3? So let's save this for
okay.
a little bit.
Let's table that and move on to Little Big Planet 2. While they did announce that it will be backwards compatible with all the Little Big Planet 1 levels, it may not be exactly 100% backwards compatible because a lot of the stuff that people were achieving and some of the more fancy mods, or whatever you'd call them, in the first game were because they were exploiting glitches in the code. But when those glitches get fixed in Little Big Planet 2, those games may not work anymore.
Like, what kind of glitches?
I'm not really sure. I'm not very big in the whole Little Big Planet.
Right, I didn't really follow it up much. I mean, personally, I don't care. Just looking at Little Big Planet 2, I'm much more interested in what's going to be new than old stuff. I guess that's just me. Little Big Planet 2, though, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, it is, I gotta say. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep is coming September 7th to North America, September 10th to Europe.
Did you listen to the trailer?
I didn't even think to look for one.
You know who's doing the voice of the bad guy?
Yeah, Leonard friggin' Nimoy.
Leonard freaking Nimoy.
And Mark Hamill's in the game, too.
How awesome. They really keep impressing me with the voice cast they get for these games, by the way.
Yeah, it's almost strange how, like, good of voice actors they get.
I mean, they got Christopher freaking Lee for Kingdom Hearts 2, which was awesome.
I mean, the fact that, like, James Wood is in every single one.
Yeah. There's always a Hercules
I mean, from
level.
What I understand, that guy loves playing Hades, apparently. But still.
Right. Oh, Birth by Sleep. What's the date again? Tell me.
September 7th. 9-7.
There's going to be a PSP bundle.
There is. You ever notice, like, every major PSP release gets a bundle?
Yes. All of them. Well, because
it's pretty weird.
I think at any moment they're like, well, somebody might have... You know, people have to buy a PSP to play this because a lot of people don't have those.
Yeah. It'll be a silver PSP with the game, 4GB memory card, and a film on UMD that has nothing to do with Kingdom Hearts, and it's GameStop exclusive.
You think there would be a myriad of Disney movies that they could have included on UMD?
I know, right? Well, I don't think Disney's a UMD distributor.
That's a problem. I mean, no, they don't make UMDs anymore, right?
Yeah, maybe it's a download voucher, actually. Maybe I mean, misread that.
Put Steamboat Willie on a UMD or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool, actually.
Put Lilo and Stitch on the UMD, because that's going to be the coolest level in the game, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I still don't get you. They made this series for us, and you beat one, reluctantly.
I know.
Kingdom Hearts 2, one of my favorite games ever. You haven't beaten it. I hate you.
Here's the thing. I mean, this was seemed to be the case in 2 as I was going, and it was definitely the case in 1. It got a hell of a lot better at the end.
Sure.
They start so
it's
slowly.
Not that slow. It's only like 3 hours slow.
Ugh. Anyway, let's move on. Gameloft, which is the mobile division of Ubisoft, made an interesting announcement this week when they announced their presence on the Android marketplace, which it seemed like at first they were going to kind of ignore. But you don't buy their games through the Android Market app. You actually have to like navigate to their website and buy them and download direct from them.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah. My primary guess for why they might do this, I don't know if Google gets a cut off the marketplace or not because it is open, but what I do know is that the Android Market has a 24-hour refund window on every app you buy. Basically what it does is they don't charge your credit card till 24 hours after you purchase. If you uninstall the app in that 24 hours, they just don't charge you. The Gameloft apps and games aren't typically that great.
What have they made?
They're the guys who make all the Ubi games, Avatar, the Brothers in Arms games, all the Tom Clancy games that are out there.
All the mobile versions of these
games.
Yeah,
the Assassin's Creed mobile games.
Okay. So what you're saying is, your theory is that they did this so that people wouldn't be able to refund their shitty games.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
that is
likely.
My theory.
It could be true.
Mm-hmm. Another scared developer is Epic, who, as you might have noticed, went from being a very PC-centric company to a very console-centric company. They're blaming the pirates.
I mean, okay, so does everybody. I mean, this is just... I mean, this... Look, the Epic situation could just be a microcosm for the industry as a whole. The whole industry used to be a lot more PC-centric.
You know, I was thinking about this, though. The other day I was driving, I was listening to Weekend Confirmed, which is Shaq News' new podcast that Garnet Lee hosts. And they were talking about some stuff with the 3DS, and we're talking about how maybe, or Nintendo said something about how it'll be more safe from piracy, and then they talked about how Nintendo had a really big problem with the R4 cartridges for the DS, you know, about those things that you, like, run modded games and everything. But I'm thinking to myself, like, that was a major issue for them, but they still made a butt-ton of money. And I'm wondering if maybe, like, you know, like the argument is, like a pirated game is a lost sale. Is it really? Don't you think that, like, a pirate was never going to buy the game anyway?
In a lot of cases, sure. Maybe that's true for a pirate for the first couple times they do a game. I think a lot of pirates do get in a point, though, where they're pirating a lot that they pirate almost anything. Games that they would have bought anyways and maybe not. I think you're giving pirates too much credit if you think they have a line between, well, I actually really like this game and I like these people and I want to give them money. They don't really care anymore.
And even like when we talked about with the Humble Indie Bundle where people were pirating that and they could have paid a penny. I don't know. It's just
a subculture of pirating.
Yeah.
Like that's it's no longer just done out of spite. It's what they do. And I have a hard time buying into the whole this is destroying the industry thing Because movies have just as much, if not a bigger, problem with piracy.
I'd say it's a lot easier to pirate a movie than it is to pirate a video game.
Right, and how often do you hear people, you
or
know,
the
and
music
it's probably
industry.
True.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, you know, they did their fair share of complaining.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, you know what's honestly saved the music industry in a lot of ways, I think?
What, are you going to say iTunes?
Well, I was just going to say, in general, easy access to quickly and conveniently downloaded content without DRM. You look at iTunes, the Amazon Marketplace, the things that Rhapsody's doing, the Zune Marketplace with the Zune Pass. If you make it easy and not a hassle to deal with, people will buy it. Like, I could go on the iTunes. If I just click something, it's mine. It
yeah, but it's, that's easier to do when you're trying to sell somebody an album or just a song at 99 cents. That's
an
impulse buy.
That goes to my other thing, that video games will never make it if they continue to be $60. But that's a whole other conversation.
That's ridiculous. Of course they're going to make it. They're making it now. People need to stop exaggerating how, like, video... Like, you know, the industry's doing pretty good. As much as people like to complain or like
Pastor doesn't think so. Did you see his analysis of last week's NPD numbers?
Oh, geez.
He thinks we're effed.
Oh, my God. See, that's... I can't understand this, how, you know, we have 1 month. If we have a down month, it's like, I don't, you know, everyone freaks out. I don't understand what the alternative is to having a down month every once in a while, besides for exponential growth indefinitely, which will not happen. You know, you're not, you know, that line graph's going to go up and down every once in a while.
No, Mike, in 30 years, they're going to be knocking on that last guy's door. It's like, sir, you're the only person in the world without a video game console. Please take this DS.
Right.
No.
It's the industry's fine. Don't no one needs to panic, and it's unpredictable. We don't know. I mean, you remember Nintendo, and they seemed like they were on the way out not too long ago.
That's true.
We don't know what's going to happen, except that video games will be around.
That's very true.
It's fine.
All right. Well, we were talking about the 3DS a moment ago. We have some deets. First of all,
deets or dates?
Deets, as in details.
Bad deets.
Or sugar glazed deets. Nintendo has trademarked both the terms 3DSware and 3DS Play.
So this is fascinating.
I know, right?
There's going to be a 3DS version of the DSware or whatever the hell they call it.
I just hope they have a way to transfer all your purchases from the other store. But,
Well, I don't know. Do you think that the next Xbox will let you access all your Xbox Live Arcade games? I mean, it should.
I don't know, and I think it should. I definitely
think it should.
It should,
but maybe think it won't.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
I
don't know. In that case, that's pretty tough to not give in.
Let's go to another tangent, because this is how we're padding out this news segment. That will be a major sticking point next gen, especially if one console does it and the other doesn't.
Right.
Can you imagine what that'll be like if, like, Microsoft's like, oh, yeah, all your Xbox Live Arcade games work on the Xbox 720, and then Sony's like... No, those we did not include backwards compatibility in the PS4. Those you have to get out your PS3 and log into our now dead servers.
See, it's interesting now because you have this online platform that's almost, it's not really like, is Xbox Live Arcade really just equal to Xbox 360, or is that something that's going to continue on after it? It's hard to say.
I feel like they've built up enough brand loyalty, I guess. I don't know. Everyone, like, you know, people know what it is. They like it. I mean, I was looking at NPD's revealed that the top selling accessory last month, and I think it's been the case for a few months now, is the 1600 point Microsoft point card.
Imagine if Microsoft released like a $100 system that wasn't an Xbox 360 or the next system, didn't have a disc tray.
Just an Xbox Live Arcade machine.
And all you did, you can go online and it had a hard drive, you can download Xbox Live Arcade games.
That would be interesting.
Be interesting, but what does that sound like to you, though? Kind of sounds like the PSP Go.
But I almost wonder even if maybe that would be a way to address... Like, let's say there's a technical reason that Live Arcade games can't work on the next Xbox, but they could sell something cheap like that, like $100 or maybe even less. That's basically a 360 with, like, a hard drive and no disk drive that just played downloadable titles. I almost wonder if that would work.
I don't know. It's one of those things that sounds like a good idea, kind of like the PSP Go. But
yeah,
when we did it
would,
we'd
it
begin
would depend
to
depend on the execution. Well, like,
all the holes would begin to kind of widen.
Well, I mean, but the difference here is that these games are already downloadable. It's
the difference,
like,
is that this would not cost more than an Xbox 360.
Right.
It would get rid of features and cost less.
Right.
Okay, that's enough of a tangent on that one.
Oh, that was kind of fun. I enjoyed that.
No, I'm glad.
I think we hit on something there.
Yes.
BlizzCon tickets are going on sale June 2nd and June 5th. They'll be on sale for approximately a five-second window each of those days, so prepare your F5 keys.
I like to go to a BlizzCon someday.
Not me. It's like $120.
Sure. Must be sweet, then. I bet you get to play Diablo 3 this year. I mean, you got to last year, didn't you?
That is true. So. You'll probably get to play it there next year, too, before it comes out.
Yeah, honestly. You know, it'll be very BlizzCon-y. A lot of Cataclysm stuff. Only Blizzard can have convention for their three games.
Seriously. They revealed what the female Worgens look like, much to the shock and awe of the internet.
They look like they look like the male Worgens with boobs.
Pretty much. I don't know what everyone was expecting. I was like, the headline I saw, I was like, female Worgens revealed. I'm like, okay. Yep, there they are.
Here
they are in cloth. Here they are in leather. Okay.
I can't be excited about being a Worgen.
Yeah.
I think Goblin is kind of cool. I don't really know why. I think that's good that the Whore kind of has the silly race now. Mm-hmm. Their gnome equivalent.
Yeah, but I almost want to go back and make like a gnome and a troll, because they're getting all new starting areas now too, finally.
No, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Well, yeah, Gnomergon's being liberated now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so the gnomes will start outside Gnomergon, and that'll be a capital, and the trolls are getting an island somewhere, I think. So they won't start with the orcs, and the gnomes won't start with the dwarves anymore. They'll finally get their own place.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah, I'll probably get pretty hard back into World of Warcraft once Cataclysm comes out.
Yeah, I do every time an expansion comes out. Burning Crusade.
I'm still mad that
I was playing a lot then.
I'm mad I didn't beat Arthas.
There. Not everyone could be the true Warcraft hero, Mike.
Yeah. None of these new races are can be as cool as Draenei again.
Oh, I know. The Draenei are awesome.
Draenei are just
too
cool.
You're not going to beat that.
Come on. That was awesome.
All right. Let's move on. To the shock of all, Zynga and Facebook have announced a long-term partnership in the shadow of the rumors that they were going to split.
What did I tell you about Facebook game news coverage and Farmville stuff? And I told you this would happen. I told you that they needed Facebook needed more than Facebook needed them.
Yes.
Mike was right. I need a prediction gong.
That'd be awesome.
One
just
second.
Ring it every time you do something.
Michael was right.
Oh, nice.
Was that loud enough?
Barely. I know. Hit it harder.
Yeah, I got an extra PS3 controller here. Michael was right.
Now we're like a real radio broadcast.
Yeah, I have sound effects. I need that whistle thing. Whoop!
Like the gun ricochet. Pow!
What's next? This is going downhill fast. I was very angry last episode. I'm kind of more I'm in a better mood now. I'm in a better place.
That's good.
Well, you know,
that's good.
You see that the Celtics are destroying the Magic? What
the
hell?
Yeah, apparently they're just really good,
I guess. Yeah, maybe it wasn't just us. Anyways, what's next?
Blizzard has announced the World of Warcraft Remote Auction House functionality coming soon to your iPhone, iPad, and PC.
It's out now. It's in beta.
It's coming out now. Anyway. My bad. For free, you can
It's for free. It's for
auctions.
Free right now while it's in beta.
Yes. You can view in-game auctions, monitor player gold inventory, and get real-time notification on the status of your auctions. But if you pay $3 a month, you'll be able to use the remote auction house to place bids, buy auctions outright, get gold and items from all your pending transactions, create new auctions from items in your inventory, bank, or mailbox. So you can now play Warcraft without having to play Warcraft.
All the boring stuff of Warcraft.
Hey, some people take that shit seriously. They like study
gold
the market
farmers,
patterns.
Whatever. I was never very. The only way I ever got my gold was through daily quest.
Dude, can you imagine though if just. Okay, so what, 11 million people are playing this game. Let's just say for a second that 3 million people, roughly a fourth, opt into this and pay $3 a month. That is practically for nothing. Blizzard getting $9 million a month.
Right. I don't think 3 million people would do it, but they're going to make
a million people do it. That is $3 million a month.
Sure. I think it'll be less than that even, but maybe, I don't know. But it'll be a lot of money.
You underestimate the
I don't think that's is that really 11 million active subscribers anymore?
They've never made that clear. It's hard to say.
I mean, I'm not, there's a lot of people playing World of Warcraft. We will not dispute this point.
No, no. That is a true statement.
Right.
All right, and the last thing I have, Google had their I.O. or developer I.O. keynote, which was mind-numbingly boring. I was really hoping they would announce something about the new Android operating system, but they never did.
But, were you, like, watching the live blog of this or something?
Yeah, I was watching the live stream while I was doing some work. It was just kind of on the background. There was actually, like, it was a version where it was, what's it called, Twit TV or something, or something like, I don't know. But, like, they're, like, doing the commentary of it as it's going. Even they're, like, yeah, we're not really paying attention. We have no idea what the hell he's talking about. It was, like, all about development code and MySQL servers.
Why are you, see, now, why are you boring me now with this?
I'm sorry. Anyway, the one good thing that did come out of this is they announced the Chrome Web Store, which is a way for developers to actually sell web apps. Examples they showed included simple things like TweetDeck was in it, the various Google apps like Google Docs and Gmail. They don't have to be for pay. They could be free, too. But they also showed, first they showed Plants vs. Zombies, which, you know, you just launched it from in Chrome. It ran just like the game would. They also had Lego Star Wars, The Quest for R2-D2, which is a new mini Lego Star Wars game. But the game itself
is
just...
Wait. That is one quest I want to go on.
I know, right?
I can tell you that. Where is he?
I don't know. We have to find him.
What happened?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I don't know.
What's wrong with R2-D2? We gotta save him. Let's go.
Anyway.
I'll save you, R2-D2.
It ran in the browser.
I will quest for you.
Full-featured 3D. Using the Unity plugin, which is a few other games.
I think R2-D2 is not a playable character, then.
No.
Since you're questing for him. Oh, you can unlock him.
Well, there will be the sequel where you play as R2-D2 called R2's Revenge.
Is C-3PO the main character, then?
No, it was Anakin.
Oh. Well, what's C-3PO doing?
I don't know.
How's this game look?
It looks just like Lego Star Wars.
Interesting. So, like, is this one of those Clone War games?
No, I mean, take like any of the Lego Star Wars
games.
Well,
when does it take place?
Canon? It's prequel trilogy, yeah, if you're Anakin.
Well, okay, prequel trilogy is a pretty long span of time.
Okay, yeah, it's probably Clone Wars era.
Thank you. I wonder if you took R2-D2.
I think while this will be available for, you know, Chrome on any platform, and it'll work in other browsers too, I think this is really them getting ready for the launch of the Chrome OS, which is basically, it's an operating system that is just Chrome that's going to be using, like, netbooks and such.
If R2-D2 is captured, who's going to play the recorded message of the person asking to be saved? Help me, R2-D2. Save R2-D2. R2-D2, you're my only hope.
Well, I think you just caused the causality loop.
That makes no sense. Who's he going to play the message to? He has to record himself.
He's
one
probably
thing,
like in
awkward.
A cell, like playing it to himself and thinking, "No one's ever going to save me."
Oh, he's wrong. I will be there. All right.
Well, that's it. That was a good one to end on.
Dragon Quest IX is coming out, you know.
Oh yeah, I did know that. Was July?
July 11th is the official release date.
I'm sorry.
I want to throw that out there.
I probably should have mentioned that.
Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out there. All right, let's do the quiz.
All right.
Great American Ash Guy Gaming Quiz. Here we go. Question one.
Which Wikipedia page did you go to today?
Quiet, you. Angel Studios changed its name to what in 2003?
God damn it. I don't know. Angel? Like with the wings and the halo?
Yes. They used to be Angel Studios. What they changed their name to? To what developer you probably actually know the name of?
I know. That's what I'm trying to think.
Maybe it's current event related.
Neversoft?
Rockstar San Diego. All right, next.
Let's see where this is going now.
What was then Angel Studios' first game? And what it was released in 1998?
Was it that Grand Theft Auto game that took place in London?
No, it was Major League Baseball featuring Ken Griffey Jr. for the Nintendo 64.
No shit.
Yeah, how about that? Question three. How many non-portable midnight clubs are there?
Not portable?
Yes.
Three, I think.
There's four. There was three on the PS2, then one on the PS3, like LA something something.
No. Damn.
Yeah, you're not doing good on this one.
No.
Question four. What was the name of the PSP Midnight Club?
Midnight Club LA Remix?
Yeah, you got that one. I'm kind of surprised.
I pulled that out of my ass.
There you go. All right. Question five. Red Dead Revolver was released in what year?
Damn it. I looked at the Wikipedia page for it. We were talking about it, but I didn't actually read it. let's see. Well, it was Xbox One / PS2, so I'll see 2004.
Correct.
All right.
And
I was going to say 2003, but I added one.
There you go. Now, what is the full name of their table tennis game called?
Rockstar Table Tennis?
Rockstar Games Presents Table Tennis.
Damn it, I was going to say there was like present in there or something.
All right, all right.
Which was actually a really good game.
If you say so. All right, let's go topical. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 things for you to talk about.
Oh, man.
First one. You are excited for Rock Band 3.
I am excited for Rock Band 3. Like I said earlier, they've made it kind of clear that they're trying to do more than just slightly enhanced Rock Band 2. We know, although we're not supposed to, that there is three-part harmonies in it, which I think was the best thing about Beatles Rock Band. So I'm excited for that.
I am not excited.
I welcome it. I know you're not.
I can't care anymore.
You're completely done with music games.
How can you care anymore?
I don't know. I like them. Why I like them? I've become the kind of music game player. I will only play it if a song I really want in DLC comes out, or if I'm at like a party or having friends over.
See, but
I'm not like Chris, who sits around every day playing Rock Band Guitar Hero.
Like when you see like these the song lists released or anything, it's not exciting anymore. Like at this point, almost everything's out.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There's nothing to be excited about.
Well, that's like I said. That's why I'm kind of glad they're focusing on new features.
What's the new feature they promised Rock Band 3? It's going to teach you how to play guitar somehow.
No, that was not the case.
Mr.
That was
Harrison.
Just Danny Harrison talking.
So it's not actually going to do that?
I don't think so.
Okay, so what are the new features?
They haven't said, but just the rumbling is.
What more can you do?
I don't know.
There's nothing left to do.
We'll see. Based on the fact that I know nothing about
I
like the games.
I am so sick
I'll
of your
yes.
blind loyalty to things, like
if
Rock Band.
If they announce it and it sucks, I'll be like, oh, okay, well, then I guess I don't care.
What do you think about Green Day Rock Band?
I don't care. I don't like Green Day that much.
Okay, do you think it's a cash-in?
A little bit.
Yeah, it is. Probably more so than... I think Guitar Hero Metallica was a more legitimate game than Green Day Rock Band's looking. It might beat Green Day, Guitar Hero, what was that one, Van Halen?
Van Halen, oh god.
Yeah,
even EA didn't knew that was going to suck. They were giving away for free.
Right. Alright.
Not EA, Activision, but yeah.
Yeah, whoever the hell makes those games. Next one. You plan on buying Dragon Quest IX?
Nope. I don't know.
You're not curious? Pretty big deal in Japan.
It's coming out too late. All my big traveling is happening in the next month. If they would have come out like June 11th, I might have gotten it. But by the time it comes out, I'll kind of be done traveling for the summer. So unless everyone's like, oh my god, it's amazing, and the beginning of the game doesn't take 5 hours, maybe.
It's supposed to be quite addicting. It has some sort of Pokemon-esque element to it, though I don't really know what. I don't know. I'm pretty interested. I want to at least see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, I played Dragon Quest 7 and 8, and they didn't do anything for me.
When did you play Dragon Quest 7?
It was a demo of it that came out with something back in the day.
That's 8.
On PS2. No, PS... The 7 had a demo, too. I remember playing it.
Look, 7 came out on PS1.
Really?
Yes. 8 came out on PS2.
Okay, that's, maybe I just played
the 8. Demo for 8 came with, I think, Final Fantasy 12.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're right. Okay, so I played the demo for 8.
Then what did you think was 8?
I did think that was 8, but for some reason I was thinking it was not that game.
All
right. I don't know, I just knew there was the guy with, like, the kind of Cockney accent.
Yeah, everyone looks like Dragon Ball Z characters.
Basically.
Dragon Quest VIII got a lot of love, actually. Critically speaking. We'll be interesting to see how 9 does. All right, next. The retro revival is beginning to wear down on you.
A little bit. I don't know. You had a very nice article you wrote on Bitmob, actually, that I thought brought a lot of good points about how Mega Man it needs to kind of step up. And, like, you know, Mega Man 9 was it was exciting and fresh because no one was doing that yet. But since they did that game, kind of the floodgates have opened. And, like, Mega Man 10, I haven't actually bought the whole thing of Mega Man 10. I just played the demo a couple times. But, like, I don't know, like, it seems like Mega Man 10 came out, the reaction was, oh, that's cool, they're doing another one of those. That's nice.
Yeah, if we're going to talk about that article, I mean, you know, no one was more excited about Mega Man 9 than me.
No, that was your 2009 news story of the year.
Right. And no, 10 was great too. I don't want to make it look like this is about hating on Mega Man 10. But I hope that we're not falling back on this in the lack of ambition. Like, mm-hmm. Sonic 4. Like, while Sonic 4 is great, and while we were kind of saying, and, you know, I said this too, that, you know, what we need is another 2D Sonic game. I still think it would have been better if they were somehow able to make a good 3D Sonic game. Mm-hmm. I think it more frustrated me because it seemed like they could have. Like, it seemed to me that the means of making a good 3D Sonic game were there, and it was pretty apparent what needed to be done to make the experience better, and they just never did it, and that was frustrating. Mega Man, they never really attempted it outside of Mega Man Legends, and, you know, people, after I wrote the article, oh, I forgot Mega Man X7. No, I did not. Mega Man X7 had, like, some pseudo 3D levels that do not really count. But, you know, just... the retro revival thing is cool, but I hope people aren't using it as an excuse to be a little lazy.
And the thing is, too, we are hitting that point where they are designed just like the retro games, except now you can save, and you realize now that being able to save your game, these games were really short.
Right.
They seemed long because unless you beat it in a sitting, you had to play the first third of it over and over and over.
Exactly,
again.
Like, you know, Rocket Knight.
I mean, Rocket Knight is apparently, there's an achievement for beating the game in under an hour.
I beat the game in 90 minutes, right. And it was fun, it was a fun 90 minutes. But,
yeah, but like, is that worth $15 right now in this
right.
day and age?
And the first thing I thought of when I beat that is, I wonder how long, the Super Nintendo or Genesis Rocket Knights actually were.
Probably just as long, but because you couldn't
But
save,
I never
and
beat
because,
those games.
And because you could go game over and have to start all the way over.
Right, exactly.
Like, they knew what they were doing back then. They were padding those games like nobody's business.
It's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I said,
I feel like every once in a while it's okay, but the fact that we got Mega Man 10 so quickly, it starts to feel like, oh, now they're just kind of doing the formula, you know?
I don't really want to see a Mega Man 11 like
no,
that.
I don't either. I don't think there needs to be.
I think,
like,
it was
what's
cool.
What's the game?
You know, it was neat that we did this. And it was cool, and I think it was a good thing to get Mega Man back. I think it's an appropriate thing to do to kind of get a franchise going again.
Yeah, like,
Mega
like,
Man
like,
needed a shot in the arm.
Yeah, and like
so
it
does
seems
Sonic.
Like that should have been it. After the goodwill you created with Mega Man 9, and then I was like, oh, Mega Man's back. Boom. Brand new Mega Man game, next gen, blow your mind.
See, and that's my
top
argument.
Triple A.
You should be able to make that game.
Yeah. Like, but no, but they had the setup. They were primed to do it, and maybe, like, they keep talking about they've got a big announcement at E3. Maybe that's it.
I mean, I would, you know, I'd be very excited. And, you know, it might, maybe it won't, maybe it'll suck, maybe it'll bump, but you'll try, at mm-hmm. least. Alright, let's move on then. I agree with you. Mod Nation Racers is a cool-looking game that you probably would have gotten if the month wasn't so heavy with AAA releases.
Yeah, I was going to talk about it a little bit. The PS3 demo came out this week. I played.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Can you make anything in the demo?
Yeah, but you can't like properly race the things you make. You can just test race them.
Right.
And supposedly you can save the tracks, and they're going to patch the retail game to play the ones you made in the demo.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of in the same spot for me where 3D Dot Game Heroes is. Where it seems like it's a neat concept, and it might be fun for a little bit, but in the same month that's bringing Red Dead, Alan Wake, Mario Galaxy 2, Split Second Blur, Prince of Persia, all these really good, meaty games, like, I don't have time for something that's just neat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Last month would have been a good month for this game to come out.
It would have been. I probably would have bought this last
Cell,
month.
There was nothing else out there.
Mm-hmm. Last
Super
month
Street
was, although I was spending a lot of last month just catching up on everything that came out in March.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of needed that breath of air in April, although I didn't really get to play that much.
Like,
still,
I don't know if anything's coming out next month or if that'll just be in more catch up.
Yeah, I don't think there's been anything really big for June announced.
No,
wait, was Peace Walker come out in June?
Does it? Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe.
Well, it's still one game.
Right, right. Okay. You are impressed with what you've seen of Pokemon Black and White so far.
Kind of.
You see the battle animation thing?
Yeah, I saw the battle animation. I mean, they move. I've never seen that in a video game before.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a nice thing. Everyone was bugging them about it. They did it.
Yeah, but, you know, at first I saw that, and I was like, oh, thank God. But then, you know what I realized? I started really enjoying Heart Gold when I turned off the animations. Because the truth of the matter is, it's kind of like the first time you do a summon in Final Fantasy. Like, in Final Fantasy VII, for example, you're like, oh, my God, it's amazing. But after the 30th time of, like, watching Knights of the Round, you're like, can I skip this?
Well,
and I feel like that's going to happen with these.
Well,
like, you're going to watch your attack animations the first few times. You might turn it back on for the Elite Four battles so you can make it dramatic.
I probably don't turn them off. I don't know. I see what you're saying.
When you find, you know, a Geodude in the tunnel, do you really need to watch mud splashing through the air as he does mud splash?
Like, well, see, you're talking about things that have existed. Battle animations have existed. I'm talking more about the way the Pokemon move now.
Yeah, like within the context of the battle.
Well, yeah, but the whole time, even when they're not doing moves, they're kind of swaying back and forth now.
Right, they have idle animations, which,
right,
again, have been around since, like, the NES.
Okay, but not a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bugging them.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I think kids will like it. I think that, like, guys
okay,
our age who just want to play Pokemon.
I mean, I don't turn off the battle animations. I played more Gold and Silver than you did. I don't think they're... I think that was more of a problem in the... No, it's still kind of a problem, but especially in the older Pokemon games, some of the moves were just too long, especially Surf comes to mind.
Yeah.
Which everyone had to use Surf, because it was,
right,
like, the
right.
HM move that was, like, a really good water move. Everyone used it, but...
Right.
That's not as bad a problem as it is. I'm sure that turning off the animations will save time. But, okay, besides that, what do you think of the starters? I want a Smugleaf, which isn't really his name.
Call it. That's the only one that looks decent. The other two are kind of
Pignition's kind of interesting. Pignition, also not a real name. Neither is Sad Widow Water.
That, was it Jasmine who put that comic up on Bitmob?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. That was kind of my feeling.
The comic, it like had like all of, like, it was like
it was
all the
like
different
all the
starters.
Red and blue starters. Like, you could pick one of these. Fuck yes. And then it's like, you know, Gold and Silver, you can pick one of these shirts. Hey, these are pretty cool, too. Is it when he's like, oh, seriously?
I don't think I want any of these. Then at the end, it shows the black and white ones. He's like, haha, no, really, where are the real starters at? I don't think they're... I mean, you know, they're Pokemon. They look silly. I mean, the water one looks a little funky. He's a little mysterious. He's got a little... The water guy has a lot of... He has too much going on there. He's got a lot of extra things. He's got, like, a little shell on his chest for some reason. I don't know. I don't know, but I like the idea of Pokemon in the city.
Yeah.
I follow Smugleaf on Twitter. He plans on dominating the world, and I'm on his one list called People That Will Live.
Oh, that's good.
So I said I was glad.
That was smart of you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, good, I'll be alive in Smugleaf's New World Order. I'm a self-admitted Pokemon nut, so...
Yeah, okay. I'm going to buy it, let's face it.
All right, this next one will kind of transition into our week in gaming pretty
nice.
I think. Yes. Red Dead Redemption is a better game than Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh, fuck yes. Here's why. And I had this thought the other day.
I have a theory why, too, and I kind of want to hear yours.
I figured out what makes an open-world game that I like. And that is when the story does not get in the way of playing in the open world. And this is what I mean. In Grand Theft Auto 4, and I've talked about this before, the story, and even the marketing leading up to the game, portrays Nico Bellic as a character seeking redemption. He's done bad things in his past. He's stuck in a bad position. He still has to continue doing these things, but he doesn't really want to. He wants to change. But then I get in a car and start running people over on the sidewalk.
Here's the thing with Grand Theft Auto, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to play the game without committing horrible crimes.
Exactly.
Like if you want to get around, you have to steal people's cars. If you want to drive, like get places, you can't drive normally and obey the stop signs. It'll take too long. You have to get on the curves. You're going to run people down by accident. It's going to happen.
Right.
There's going to be collateral damage. You are going to commit horrible crimes against humanity just by normally playing the game.
Now, in, like, Crackdown, for example, the story was, let's face it, there was really wasn't a story, but it worked in that game. It let me do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Fallout 3, if you want to call that an open world game, which I think you can.
Sure, I would.
The story perfectly supplemented what I wanted to do in that world, and I could do it. That is the case for Red Dead. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing anything out of character when I'm playing this game the way I want to play it. And that's what I love about it.
I think
John Marston is very quickly rising on my list of favorite all-time characters.
Isn't he, though?
He's awesome.
He is awesome. And I did not know that coming in, that I would like that character so much.
Yeah.
That is just a big difference for me, is the fact that I like this main character so much, and I hate Nico.
And here's the other thing, too. It's a quick tangent. After, in the last, 8 months, we have gotten Uncharted 2, we got Mass Effect 2, we got Red Dead Redemption. Is it fair to say that we should expect good writing and acting in our games now? Like, that shouldn't be an afterthought. Like, that's a requirement to making a good game.
I think so, and I think... I think... Just to look at where we've come, and I always kind of use Gears of War as the turning point. Gears of War was kind of the first time where you said this game does everything technically right. You know, technically it's almost flawless. But people were beginning to just kind of shake their heads a little bit, the lazy storytelling. Kind of for the first time, it was like dogging down on them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Can you seriously tell me there are only 3 people in the entire video game industry who can write a story? Like, there has to be writers out there who can do this.
The problem was that people weren't hiring writers for a while.
Yeah, and I think we need to. I think we need to focus on good writing and voice actors. Who is the voice of John Marston? Is even anyone known?
I don't know. He's good.
Let me check real quick. That's the other thing, too. The video game industry became in love with getting celebrities to do all their voice acting because it gave them press. But let's face it, it's expensive and it's unnecessary. There are so many good voice actors out there from, like, you know, the heyday of
real voice actors.
Yeah, they are voice actors. That's what they do, and they're good at it. That's who you should be using. I don't care if Bruce Willis is in your video game. If he sounds like he's phoning it in from his mansion, it's gonna suck.
Right.
John Marston is voiced by a fellow named Rob Wythoff, who, outside of this game, was the character Turk in the movie The Outside and a court officer in 16 Blocks. And he was also the producer of The Outside.
Interesting.
That's it. They just went out and found somebody who was good for the character, and bless this man. Bless him. Because Marston is awesome.
Right. And it's just... You know, it's interesting, because can you really... Would you ever want to play this character kind of evil? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, there's a morality system. And I feel like... I think that you only have those evil choices in the game so that you can be good. If that makes any sense. You know how you can't be good without the potential for evil?
Right. I wonder, too. I mean, the help hints in the game did indicate that if you sway the other way, characters react differently to you and different missions open up. I almost wonder if the game does kind of start to diverge, depending if you're playing good or evil, so that it would still make sense to the story. I mean, I'm making a big assumption here. That's the impression I got. I want to test it to see if I'm right. If that's the case, oh my god, that's amazing.
Right, but just personally, I would... Just from what I learned of the character very early on, before I was even able to do anything, there's no way I would want to play that game evil. You know, evil, because that's always the thing, you know, the morality system, good or evil. Because for me, it wouldn't make sense. I don't know. I just would never want to do that.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at the voice acting list on IMDb for the game. There's not a single big name in here. And that's the best thing they could have done.
I think...
Because that's the other thing, too.
Grand Theft Auto 3 was bad with celebrities.
Yeah, and 4 was, too. And the thing is, too, as soon as you recognize that celebrity's voice, you're instantly taken out of it. You know?
Right. But it's so it's just weird how... A lot of the mechanics in this game, and a lot of even the imagery and just systems straight out of Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, it really is.
And
it does play just like it.
Right,
does.
And it's bizarre how... It's like, I'm playing this, I'm like, that's the problem with Grand Theft Auto 4. It wasn't a Western.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it needed this whole time. Because, you know, in a Western, you can ride around and not have to run people off the road and kill them
right.
to get around a speedway.
Well, for one, you're dealing with less populated areas. You've got some space. I don't know. Just
plus, there aren't, you know, the laws are more, they're less defined anyway, so just.
Yeah, well, and then you know what else is, like, helpful is, like, you actually have a horse. It's your horse. You can't find your horse, whistle for it.
Exactly. You don't have to steal things constantly.
Yeah, that was smart. And just,
I'm sure somebody's going to say, oh,
everything about it.
You guys have thought, oh, if you could have, you could have just kept the one car you got, and you could have taken taxis.
I can't whistle for it and have it brought to me.
I guess it's kind of a thing of escapism. Like, you know, being a cowboy, that's cool.
Yes.
You want to play video, you want to be a cowboy. Does anybody really want to be, like, a sort of basically
Eastern European criminal?
Well, down on his luck, but not even criminal. Almost mass murderer would be more at the...
Yeah.
Mass murderer, drug dealing. See, I guess I can't emphasize enough how much I don't like that character.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, and if you don't... And that is a big deal for me, because if you don't like that character, you don't care about him, then there's nothing to drive you.
Well, that's when, and I mean, traditionally, the only fun I've ever had in a GTA game is when I did just fuck around and said, okay, I don't even care. I'm just using this as a sandbox. But anyways, the problem with that was all the GTA games are always structured in such a way that the world was never open in the beginning. You had to play the game to open up the world.
Right. And GTA 4 was bad with kind of intruding on your open world time with the phone calls.
Oh, that
and
was awful. Yeah, that
They wouldn't leave you alone. But, okay, so yeah, we like Red Dead better than Grand Theft Auto 4.
Well, here, do we want to just go into some more
let's talk about more. I'm just saying, we're closing off Let's Go Topical.
Very good.
So, more general things with the Red Dead Redemption. You know, it plays great.
Yes.
It's very much in that modern era of third-person shooters with the, you know, cover and...
And the shooting works in this game, unlike GTA. Like, I actually feel like
they're not bullet sponges, which was a problem in GTA.
Yeah, that's always a problem.
Right.
Yeah, like, the shooting feels good. The Deadeye thing is awesome. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a really great moment. I was just walking through Armadillo, which is the town. And, two things actually really cool that happened. First, I was just walking by, and I heard someone screaming for help in an alley, and this dude was beating up a hooker. So I was like, who the fuck does this guy think he is? So I pulled out my gun and shot at the ground by his feet, and he kind of freaked out for a second, shouted at me, and I just kept my gun on him. Then he tried to pull his gun on me, and I just switched into the Deadeye, shot his gun out of his hand, and shot him in the face.
I kind of like then, how... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, God. Well, then I was going to say later, too, I was just walking in the streets of Armadillo, and, like, five guys came riding through town, like, shooting their guns and whooping and hollering. I'm like, look at these assholes. So, again, slipped into Red Dead, boom, 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 took them all out. Everyone in the town's like, oh, wow, that was awesome.
It's just, and I like the way how a lot of these missions are things you kind of walk by and they happen. And,
yeah,
and they require...
Games have struggled with that forever, since Spider-Man 2 and the kids losing their balloons. But
that
here,
kind of
totally
natural
works.
Mission thing?
Yeah, they're very organic. They just, like, right. They don't feel contrived. And they don't happen all that often. I think that's the key. They're not happening every 30
But what
seconds.
I like is that sometimes they require a certain amount of quick thinking that you won't solve, or you won't get all of them done right. You won't always save the person. And normally I could be upset, but sometimes I just kind of look at them and I literally say, well, that's the West for you. And then I kind of move on. I try, buddy.
It all fits the character of the world. Like, I saw one instance where dude robbed a general store, and the store manager shouting, hey, I just been robbed. Got out my lasso, lassoed up the guy, hogtied him, brought him back. It was awesome.
Right. You get to do anything that you would, like, that you think a cowboy should do. The herding, the breaking in a horse, the lassoing.
It's fun. I had fun with all that.
It's all fun. And it's a very good-looking game, especially for an open world.
Like, the first time when you're riding into Armadillo, you come from Bonnie's ranch, and it's down a cliff, so you kind of, like, come out, you see this huge, expansive west, and you can see the town in the distance. You're like, oh, I'm going there. It's awesome. It's just such a good feeling. It's right up there with walking out of the sewers in Oblivion and things like that.
Right, riding the horse is just so much fun.
It took a little getting used to, but once I figured out how you control the speed of the horse, I really like it.
I really like the way, in, like, certain missions, you just hold down the A button to match the speed of whoever you're following.
That was smart.
And there's
that
always these organic
really
conversations,
smart.
Which, again, is very GTA kind of like, but I don't know. Riding a horse is just a lot more fun than driving a car through a crowded city.
It really is.
And that's, like, it's, again, so much of this just goes back to GTA works a lot better as a Western for me.
I know.
In almost every aspect.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, like, you know, we were talking before, the writing and acting in this game is phenomenal.
Right.
It's really, like, the dialogue is perfect. It's spot on. And here's the other thing, too, that this game does that GTA 4 does all the time. It takes itself seriously.
It does. You know, it takes itself
GTA
seriously enough.
Got too goofy sometimes. And it's just, like, you're like, no one's like this. I know everyone likes that one guy from GTA 4, the guy who worked in the garage. I was like, oh, he's the greatest character ever. I'm like, no, he's not. He's just an idiot. Like he, it's like they just copied the like characters in Jackass and threw them in a blender.
GTA 4 had an identity crisis with how seriously and how not seriously it would take itself.
Right. This game takes itself seriously.
And not to say this game doesn't have some characters, because it does, but I think you can get away with that a bit more, even in a kind of Western.
They still fit. Like that guy Seth, he's like this loony guy. He still works. And a lot of it has to do with the way Marston reacts to him. But he's just so great because, like, you know, he's polite in front of women. You know, he's kind of laissez-faire around everybody else. If something gets him going, he'll get going. Like, the way he reacts to everything that's going on around him is what sells it so well. I mean, it's just something about that kind of just romanticized Western dialogue where, you know, he's talking to the woman. He always calls her Miss McFarland and everything, even when she tells him not to. And
he's a gentleman.
He is. It's so great.
And I think you know, he's kind of that character everybody wants to be, the sort of, you know, women love him, men want to be him kind of thing.
Right,
You know, it's exactly like that. I don't know. I'm loving it.
It's a phenomenal game.
It really is.
It is honestly the first Rockstar game I give a damn about. So good for those guys at Rockstar San
Diego.
Like,
is this the first kind of GTA-style open-world game I've really, really cared about?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best open world game I played since. Hard to say anymore what counts anymore. I want to say Crackdown, but I'm like, wait, does Assassin's Creed 2 count?
Yeah,
does
Fallout
3
count?
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. And we haven't even touched the multiplayer yet.
I haven't tried it, no.
Yeah, I'm going to play it tonight with a friend. Well, a couple friends.
I'm still kind of interested in just wanting to do the single player stuff.
I know, me too.
I mean, it's hard. I played for like 8 hours yesterday. Oh, it is just. It's a good time. You know, maybe this is a little early for me to say Game of the Year contender, although I think I'll still feel strongly that way. It sure has been a very good year for games already.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, on the point of absurd almost. But this is a good game. I think it's going to do pretty good business for them. It's getting reviewed pretty well, too.
Yeah, I mean, the game is getting universal praise. Everyone likes it. You know, it's a good game.
Really,
like I said,
be denied.
I feel like now we should just be getting to the point where can't we like expect all our games to like just kind of look and feel this good? You know, these guys have figured out, like a shooting mechanic that works. They figured out a writing mechanic or writing style that works. Like that's done. Quit trying to reinvent the camera. Like just iterate on this.
Now that we finally have the great Western game, I'm still kind of waiting for the great pirate game.
Yeah.
There's good pirate games, but I mean the game where you are one pirate kind of deal, you know? Like you're the captain.
I think you're right. I think that's next.
Like
there is a new Pirates of the Caribbean game coming out, but it seems like a kind of arcadey.
Yeah, I know. But like still the game where you go into port, you can walk around port and, you know.
Maybe that's the next thing for Rockstar San Diego to do, is to do the pirate game.
Maybe.
That's a good idea,
maybe.
I think.
I think we still need that. I mean, I know, that's crazy. I went from Cowboys to Pirates.
Could a ninja game be far behind?
Yeah. What was that? The one ninja series?
Tenchu.
Tenchu. Oh, man. All right. I feel like I want to say more about Red Dead for some reason, but there's not really much else to say at this point.
Yeah, it's just...
I like collecting outfits. Did you get the dust coat yet? That's my favorite.
I actually haven't unlocked any outfits yet. I haven't really been focusing on it.
I got the dust coat. It was pretty cool. Let's stop here before I just go off on another tangent.
Okay.
I was playing more Hotel Dusk.
Like it?
I do like it.
I love that game.
It's interesting because it's pretty much an adventure game, although more plot-driven and less puzzle-focused than most of them, even.
Right. It's like a lot of people say, it's almost more of like an interactive fiction kind of
thing. It really is. Cause, yeah,
it's a good detective story.
Right. There's not a whole lot to the puzzles. Like, the two hard puzzles we were talking about,
Did you figure out that thing with the puzzle?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, first off, because as soon as I saw it, I said, well, AJ said this, so I'm sure it's something weird. Actually, I knew it immediately. You know what? I played some other game that did something like this. And in case don't know, there's something where you have to, like, close the DS to, like, transfer the one puzzle to the other side.
Yeah, you flip it over, basically.
I'm trying to think what... It was a Professor Layton, I think, one of them did exactly.
Okay, that
just
makes
like
sense.
Either that or a Phoenix Wright. Some other game I did the same exact trick. So I knew immediately what to do. Although I do think the first time I encountered it, whatever game that was, it did I was stuck forever.
Just because that doesn't compute with you, that
no,
basically turning off the system is going to solve this.
Right, that's never been a way to solve
It's clever,
solve
but it's just there's very little precedent for it.
Right, maybe, you know, maybe it's a little too clever.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, it's fine, it's very much a, you know, once again, it's a good, it's written well, so it's fun to kind of play through. And it's a mystery and all that. It's very noir-y, even though it takes place, like, in 79, which is probably later than most noirs take place, right? But it still has that feel.
That's like when Chinatown was in the 70s.
Oh, really?
That's considered a classic film noir kind of deal.
I guess so. It's, yeah, but that's what it feels like to me. I'm not an expert in noir, but that's definitely what it feels like. Interesting, because it's not really what I expected. I don't know what I was expecting all this time. I guess I was expecting
something
with a bit
more horror.
I think a
lot of people were thinking like a Phoenix Wright kind of thing, honestly. Just a little more serious. But it's really
you
not.
You know, it kind of is like that, but I, yeah. It, like I said, it's much more plot-driven than Phoenix Wright is. Much less puzzle and kind of inventory-based. I've been playing Star Control 2 this week, actually, of all things.
Really?
Well, I wanted to play something on my PC while Chris was playing Red Dead Redemption. And it's free. And the
that
first
is
time,
true.
You know, and I find this time I'm finally getting a really good hold on it. And that's really, when I play that game, I'm like, this came out in 1992. That game is just ridiculously ahead of its time.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to think that, like, came out the year after Super Mario World.
Great, now I've got your gangster rap in my head.
Right. But no, I've been enjoying that. Maybe I'll actually get decently far in it this time, I'm kind of hoping.
Right.
What did you play?
Let's see. Well, like I said before, I did the demo for Mod Nation Racers on PS3. The racing feels a shit ton better in the PS3 version than it did in the PSP version. It doesn't
I always
feel
forget
quite
there's
as loose.
A PSP version of that game.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, you know, like everyone talks about the long loading times in this game?
Yeah.
Holy shit. They're long. And this is the demo right off the hard drive.
Right.
They said they're going to patch that, but jeez.
I heard some things like the controls are terrible.
Yeah, it's very loose. This does
well,
not
it's a
have
kart
the precision
racer.
Of Mario. But, like, I don't know, Mario Kart has a precision to it, even though it's still kind of floaty, but it's precise floaty, if that makes sense. This
I
is
guess
just
so.
Floaty.
Well.
I don't know. It just feels a little off.
Okay.
It's not bad, though. Again, it's terrible timing. Terrible timing. let's see. I got Luxley's lineup on the DS.
What's that?
That is the game with the face tracking. Where you're holding the DS and like actually moving it around to look around in 3D.
Oh, that game's out?
Yeah, it came out this week on the DSi.
Is
when
it crazy?
I had a 500 point card that I got with Super Mario Bros. Wii, so I decided to try it. It works. It's really cool. It feels like it's 3D.
Huh.
You can like you know you can actually move your head around and like look behind a tree or something.
That's crazy
really
to me.
Yeah. I was very impressed by it. Pretty simple.
Do you
but
think
it's
fun. That is? Do you think that's the DS 3DS solution?
No, it still kind of bugs out on you, and it requires you to be in a well lit environment with a contrasting background behind you. And if you dramatically change your position, you have to recalibrate it. If that's how every game in the 3DS is going to work, no one would go for it.
Okay.
Let's see. What else have I played? So, the other thing too is real quick too. You only notice the 3D when you're moving. In most games, you're just kind of sitting there
well, here's
playing.
Interesting,
you wouldn't even be able to tell.
It's an interesting question. Since that's just eye tracking, that would work for people who can't normally see 3D.
Right, yeah. It's not stereoscopic 3D. It's just shifting the perspective of the image. It's just like that Johnny Lee head tracking video that he demoed with his hacked Wii
a couple
years ago. Same basic principle.
Okay.
I feel like there's one other thing I play. Oh, yeah. It's an iPad game.
Bear
with me. It is called Tap Tap Radiation, which is, you know, from the Tap Tap guys.
Tap Tap Radiation?
Yes. Basically, it's Elite Beat Agents.
Oh. Was it a music game?
Yeah.
I love Elite Beat Agents.
Yeah, it's not exactly Elite Beat Agents, but you basically have, like, the three tap discs that kind of move about the screen, and then all the track balls or whatever you call them come towards those discs. You have to tap around in them, and it's really cool. It comes with a bunch of free songs, and then you could, you know, they have a store to buy more. So, you know, if you have an iPad, you should get that. And also, everyone with an iPad, go download the Smule Magic Piano, because it's awesome. It's like, it's got, like, you know, the typical touchscreen piano, then there's, like, a spiral version of the piano keys and everything. But it has this mode where there's some included songs in the game, and like you'll just get a black screen. The green dots for each note start coming down. There will be a beam of light on each note you should hit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be super precise on it. Like, you could be a little bit off, but you can't be too far off, or else the note goes off. And you just play these songs. And there's chords you have to hit and everything, but you could control the tempo of the song. So you actually kind of get into it to where you feel like you're actually playing something that requires a modicum of skill. Not a lot, but enough. I just literally sit on my couch and I'm like playing Fur Elise. No, Fur Elise is da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's Moonlight Sonata, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Yes, very cool. Yeah, I think that about does it for me.
Okay, that's good for me. Why don't we do the releases?
Okay. First on DSiWare, we have, again, Looksley's lineup, Frogger Returns, a Topsy-Turvy Life, Turvy Drops, and Flips, More Bloody Horowitz. I don't know what that is. It's some kind of horror stories from Anthony Horowitz. He's a children's novelist. Anyway, WiiWare gets Bit Trip Runner, which I guess is like a Bit Trip game that kind of does the whole Cannibal thing a little bit, where you're constantly running and just you jump. And also something called Blood Beach. And then Virtual Console, ready for this? Kirby Superstar.
That's cool, but they released that on DS not too long ago.
True. Still, it's a pretty good week for Nintendo.
Right. I will not dispute that.
Yes. Xbox Live Arcade.
By the way, where's the like the 3D Kirby game? Whatever. They never tried that.
They almost did, but they canceled it.
It bugs me when they don't try. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, continue.
Arcade, Metal Slug XX, and Aqua. What is Aqua? Steampunk Naval Warfare. Hey, that sounds kind of cool. Games on Demand, we have The Force Unleashed, we have Top Spin 3, and Too Human.
Hmm.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
PlayStation
Too
Network.
Human. Where's Too Human Network? 2? What the heck? Epic Trilogy. Where is it? Continue.
Rocket Knight on the PS3, along with The Price is Right and Sam & Max Episode 2, The Tomb of Samun Mak.
Okay.
See what they did there. PSP downloadable games is the new Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, and the PS1 classic Bomberman Fantasy Race, which was Bomberman on those weird kangaroo things he had on occasion.
Oh, yeah.
And Good Old Games has Sherlock Holmes Secret of the Silver Earring.
Is Sherlock Holmes going to find R2-D2?
Oh, my God. Best crossover ever.
Sherlock Holmes in the quest for R2-D2. Help me, Sherlock Holmes. You're my only hope.
He logically deduces that the Force is all about midichlorians and figures out a way to counter it.
Or just inject himself
and then,
with it.
And then Watson's just in the backwards going, my word!
Couldn't you just inject yourself with midichlorians?
I think they tried that. I think it killed people.
Too bad. All right. Retail releases. Red Dead Redemption came out. You might have heard about that. Split Second.
Want.
Yeah, PC, PS3, 360. It's been getting some pretty good reviews, too. The 7.5 on GameSpot's one of the lower ones, actually. Alan Wake for 360.
Want.
Prince of Persia, Forgotten Sands, 360, PS3.
Want. If I had the means, I could have very easily spent $240 yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of want that. It's...
Again, that one's questionable release.
You know what's
April
interesting about that
for
me? Everyone admits that's pretty much like Sands of Time, which people went nuts about in 2003 and said it was like, you know, game of the year. Now this one is pretty much like it, and they say, you know, it's a 7.
Yeah.
Drama Team for the Wii. More Sands of Time ports. And
the Wii version of Sands of Time, and I think the PSP one, it's technically a whole different game.
Oh.
It is not just the port that is down-resed or whatever.
Whatever. Well, there it is. Legio for PC, whatever. Sword of the Stars, the complete collection. Oh, thank God.
Oh,
and
God, all of them.
Attack of the Movies 3D for Wii and 360. That's great.
3D?
I don't know. Whatever.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. All right.
Apparently it uses red and blue anaglyph 3D.
The best kind.
Well, if you're trying to, like, do an homage to cheesy movies of the 50s, I guess it would work.
Right. All right, that's the show, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. It's time to bust a move.
That was a good one, considering it was just the two of us.
Yes. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronshame.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel. Don't forget, we're on the iTunes and Zood marketplaces. Feel free to leave us a review if you like the show. If you don't, just keep your damn opinions to yourself.
Because your opinion is wrong. No. Dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Red Dead wrong. What's the next Red Dead going to be called? What other R-E words are there? Red Dead Revenge.
There you go.
Red Dead Reception.
Red Dead Retribution.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Shaka-waka.
I got Red Dead Receptionist.
That sounds like the most awesomely boring game.
You're just kind of working at an office.
You're there typing on the keyboard, and then someone comes in. You're like, ma'am, with you in a minute.
Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. You can find us next time on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Have a good day.
Adieu.